Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is a fork? Okay, this is a good topic from software engineering, which is applicable to cryptocurrencies. In fact, we recently saw a fork in Ethereum, so it's a topic you should know about. In software engineering, a fork occurs when a developer takes a copy of source code from one package and starts to develop the program towards different objectives. A fork creates a distinct piece of software compared to the original. When software is forked, sometimes a split in the developer community results, as some current developers may choose to join the new project. Forks are most commonly associated with free or open source software, although they do occur in proprietary software projects as well. Almost always, the license accompanying open source software allows for forking. However, it carries constraints on use of the software by for-profit entities. Also, once open source software has been forked to create a new program, it inherits the original license. In other words, the new software must also allow forks. Free and open source software may be legally forked without the approval of those involved in the development of the original program. Finally, I've been programming since 1980 when I took my undergrad, and in those early days, we all shared software to learn from each other and help the field evolve. Some commercial entities also shared source code for their products. In fact, in the late 1980s, Netscape open sourced their internet suite as free software that would be developed in the future by an open source community. Since Netscape open sourced their internet suite, a large number of forks have been created from this code base, each supporting a new and unique product. Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.